I'm at Union Avenue and Grand Street. I was thinking of two enduring irritants in my life. One is people who tell you to get a life whenever they either don't understand or disapprove of what you do with your time. Because really, I mean, who is so full of life that we should be envious of them to a point where we accept that command that we will, because this high and holy person told me to do so, I will get a life. I mean, it's like the same people who tell you to get a hobby are the same ones who tell you to get a life when you do get a hobby. And that similar spirit, this happens on the internet once in a while, but as an example, I mean, it happens anywhere. A few years ago, the website Metafilter was in the news because, I forget what happened exactly, but Google AdSense just dropped them, or not AdSense, but the search engine just dropped them with no explanation. And this happens to websites all the time, but they get special consideration from Google just because it got written up by some journalists. For most of us, there's nothing you could do about it. It doesn't matter how relevant or spot on your content is. If the algorithm says no, then you're out of luck. But anyway, when the story got some coverage, the comments, and this is so typical of some personality trait that I don't know the name of it, but people would boast about the fact that they'd never heard of this website, Metafilter. And that's the strange dynamic where ignorance is something to brag about. And I guess the intent is to diminish the relevance of the story and show how smart you are. But how can you demonstrate how smart you are by announcing how little you know about the subject or the matter at hand? If I keep walking, okay, well, it's like the Williamsburg Bridge is this way. I could do that.